When the blues of the night meet the glow of the day, someone waits for me. Bill Crosby and the Taft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugene Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and the weird and whimsical baritone to end all baritones, Jerry Colonna. What news, Bill?
Well, Kensington, when Cole Porter, who's famous for devising sophisticated ditties, finds himself at home on the range, that's news. He's doing his brand new cowboy ballad, Don't Think Me In.
Oh, give me land under starry skies above. Don't thank me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't thank me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't thank me in. Let me saddle my old fellow underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain rise. I wander wide to the ridge where the west commences, and go with the moon till I lose my senses. Cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't thank me in.
Oh, give me land off the land on the side of the fire. Don't thank me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees.
And
watch me on the dark hills. Don't thank me, just turn me loose. Let me settle my saddle underneath the western sky. On my couch, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain. The moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't thank you. Don't thank me.
Don't thank me. No, no.
Don't you thank me.
List to a lad with the words of those who rule the range in the home.
Well, it's a pretty fair prediction that in the next 10 days you'll be having folks drop in for snacks on invitation or on the spur of the moment. In either case, refreshments will be ready in a jiffy if you have on hand some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Just put them out in their own neat glasses with some crackers or potato chips. Everybody spreads his own snack. Pick the Kraft kind that strikes his fancy most. That's easy for the hostess and easy on the point budget, too. Consider a Kraft assortment of pimento or olive pimento spread, zestful roca and Kraft relish spread. Each one of these tempting, creamy tasting spreads takes just 2 racing points. You better stock up tomorrow so you'll be all set for snack party. Look for the quality cheese spread, marked Kraft.
Here's the Charioteer, friends, and a very practical thing tonight. Very clever arrangement of shaking up and fly out.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. Now, the monkey thought that everything was quite on the square.
Who's the square?
You. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back.
But
the monkey grabbed his neck and said,
"Well, look at that. There's nothing far out. There's nothing far out. There's nothing far out. Through the top of the Victoria Park. Maybe you can drive in.
keep on driving. Put it up and fly out. Put it out on top of that burial spot. Come on, throw the monkey in the truck and leave. You're holding on, set you free. Come on, throw the bugger right there in your eyes.
It sounds like a laugh.
Put it up and fly out. Put it up and fly out. Put it up and fly out.
You're snapping your cap.
Ain't no use in driving. What's the use in driving? Good luck and fire.
Well, I got to call them up and it's broken. You're holding out something to me. Come on, give us a buzzer right there in the air.
Oh, Captain. You're still alive.
It's not a fly out. It's not a battle of life. It's not a fly out. Two bar and five, don't you throw your top. It's not a fly out.
Very good, Ben, very good. You know, Jerome Kern has written some of our finest melodies, songs that are musically eminent and internationally in their appeal. His latest job with the Deanna Durbin picture marks his silver anniversary, the 25th story he's written. Rip Harbaugh wrote the words for this particular song from the score, and if I can handle it right, I'm sure you'll agree that it's one of Mr. Kern's best songs. California's kind of new to her, too.
Think I've ever lived any place where there were so many happy men.
Many happy men? What makes you think that?
Wherever you are, go, they're always with them.
Mm-hmm. Then they're all right till they begin barking. Then they take them to a run. Didn't the boys that you knew back east break out a whistle when they flushed the stop tip?
Hmm? Why, no, Ben. My boyfriend in New York never wasted time with him.
Mm-hmm. Seems a very practical fellow. What say you carry on with the French song? Eugene's going to give us a tune popular in La Belle France. Known to us over here as My Heart Sings. Personality in the vocal world, a brilliantly balmy barrel-chested baritone at the baritones, that singing Joe Stallion, gentle Jerry Colonna.
Moving things to the same high.
Jerry, before breaking into the louder stuff, there's a few things that I must know. Obviously, you studied voice, but under whom? Who did you study under? Jerry Cazaza or the Colonel Marilette, perhaps?
No, under the runway in Minsky.
Oh. Well, you just, not much, but you just a little. Surely that golden voice, that fabulous voice control, that's not just your happenstance, is it?
Oh, of course not. My mustache is really responsible.
Because? That's just there, huh? In what way is that perfect responsible? What does it do? Stain out the crinkles? What?
No. No, it keeps my nose warm.
Keeps your nose? Well, why do you want to keep your nose warm?
I want to be different from the other cock of Spaniel.
I've heard you sing, Professor, on Senior Hope's Tuesday Night Error. Captain of Spelling, you know. Do you still sing at random, or does Robert conduct you through your rising roundelay?
Oh, Hope stands in the wings and gives me a signal.
Conducts from the wings, eh? What does he do? Wave a stage brace or something?
No, taps me on the shoulder with his nose.
That's what I was just really going to break out into something. What's your head? Do you intend to make this thing your career, this vocal thing? You going to build on it?
Oh, no. I sing just to kill time.
You got quite a weapon, too. I'll just pass the word to John Scott Carter if you want, and you can whip out a little loud right here. What key are you singing, Joe?
Anything at all, but do. First, I sing high, and I feel low, high, 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 low, high
receive a range like that?
Got my Adam's apple on a yo-yo.
Obviously, I can't win here. I've got to finish out of the money. Will you sing something?
And it'll do something.
By all means, John. Professor, that was parfait. Every note a nugget. Now, Professor Cotton, make yourself at home with a few notes for the homemakers. Huh? Why didn't you hear?
It is a lady from the Earl of Sandwich who invented the portable meal of two slices of bread put together with a rich, flavorful filling. But we Americans popularized the handy sandwich. And today, more Americans are carrying sandwiches than ever before in history. The fillings for good sandwiches are quite a problem these days. So I want to tell you how to make the racing points you spend for fillings do double duty. Use Kraft cheese spread. For these cheese treats, you spread in rich, moist goodness and tantalizing flavor at one and the same time. Take, for example, the four Kraft creamy kinds. Kraft pimento and olive pimento spread with a zestful roca, and Kraft relish spread with a chopped pickles all to it. These rich-tasting, flavorful spreads take just two racing points of glass, and any one is all the filling you need for a swell sandwich. Look for them at the food store tomorrow. You better stock up both the lunchbox sandwiches and the wonderful holiday snacks you make in a hurry with Kraft cheese spread.
Not so very long ago, Mr. Irving Berlin had the pleasant inspiration to weave a story in song around our national holidays. You may recall it as Holiday Inn. It was the tale of a restless lad who wanted to rest. Wanted to give up the gay, giddy world of cafeteria society. He thought he'd exchange his exhausting career as a crooner for fun on a farm. Thought farm life was for the lazy, foolish boy. Yes, the simple life for me, he told his inner man. And the two of them, they made a lovely couple. They're so pleased that they just burst right into melody. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kicking the old year out, kicking the year in. Let's watch the old year die, with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a child. How can I love the wrongest? We
Underwood. Bring out the rodeo. Let's start the new year right.
But that boy found him out. He opened him in. Planned to reconvert his farmhouse. Keep it open only on our 15 big national holidays. That's giving him 350 non-working days. A genius, that boy, really. Giving Irving Berlin a chance to create songs commemorating such a day as Abraham Lincoln's birthday. For example. In 1816, he became our 16th president. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected name. There was romance in this deal. There sure was. And très compliqué, too. Something about our boy's former nightclub partner. A gentleman dancer and a gentle doll trying to cut in on the loop. And there was another babe in the picture, too, making this thing quite a magilla. Along about Valentine's Day, our lad decided to do a bit of lyrical leveling. Be careful. It's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful with my heart. But then came spring, and L'Amour was simpler. And so was our boy. Came robins and crocuses and salt and molasses, came even Easter. And that light-hearted lad joins right into the love parade. In your Easter bonnet, with all those frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. You'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, that last set, but success took our happy little band to Hollywood, where our faithful boy wound up at the tip of his choice. More than mixed the California sunshine and flowers, and the outstretched palms of the agents, they settled among the orange blossoms, and they dreamt about the happy days back in their Connecticut home, a
up above Hartford, just a little below zero. For this very day, they appreciate the red Pacific sunsets and the blue Burbank stars. But most of all, they miss the white Christmas.
Christmas show will include the Kraft Choral Society, with Bing singing a Dusty Sedalis in Silent Night, and with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird and the Charioteers. Sarah Colonna appeared on tonight's show through the courtesy of Pepsi. Is next in the merry round of Christmas time parties. Treat your guests to a variety of surprises made with Pabstet Sea Food. You can serve delicious golden Pabstet in 100 or more appetizing ways. Pabstet spreads and toasts to perfection for sandwiches and snacks. Adds rich cheddar cheese flavor to omelets, Welsh rabbits, and soufflés. Don't forget to buy Pabstet. Add delicious, nourishing Pabstet Sea Food to your shopping list tomorrow. Broadcasting Company.